Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday late afternoon. This is a very special edition of Matt Chat. I am joined by none other than NWF ring announcer Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace.
Well, always love having on the show. Good evening, ma'am. And but before we get into the show, there is something I want to say. Not a lot of our listeners will know about this, but I think it's something that needs to be addressed. This morning, local Cleveland, Ohio wrestling promoter Chandler Biggins passed away after a month-long illness. And as part of the professional wrestling community, I want to pass my condolences along to his family and friends and everybody at work for Absolute Intense Wrestling.
That was very nice of you.
And now, Miss Callie, what do we have on the scheduled for tonight or this afternoon?
On the schedule for
because
this evening,
is
we, are going
patiently.
We are going to recap this past Saturday night's NWF show in Fairfield and discuss our upcoming show for Bone Crushers and the next Fairfield show on July the 15th. And our very special guest this evening is none other than NWF superstar Christopher Michael Lotus.
Ladies,
and if you have not had a chance to see this young man perform, you need to check him out.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Oh, it's
thanks
our
for
pleasure.
Being on the show. Absolutely.
So let's
just
get
right
nice into it.
For, go ahead, Callie.
It was very nice of him to acknowledge the passing of one of our brothers in the business, and very respectful. I will give you that. So let's dive straight into this. Saturday night, one of your very good friends, Mr. Rock and Roll himself, Jesse Hyde, had a one-on-one match with a man you know quite a bit about, the Mercenary Anthony Bryant. And go figure. Like always, a member of the Mafia always has to stick their nose where it doesn't belong. In this case, Wildcat Chris Harris. Now, those are two gentlemen that you're quite familiar with. And
yeah,
this is
these
actually
two
leading
gentlemen, let's face it, these two guys, they're just running rampant in the Northern Wrestling Federation. They're feeling like they can do whatever they want to do. And let's face it, Miss Corporal Callie, they've been on me since I've even returned. I don't know what it is about me in general, but definitely you're not going to go around messing with my brother Jesse Hyde at all. So July the 15th, you wait for it. Me and Jesse Hyde are going to have a response in this tag match coming up with the Mafia.
Ladies and gentlemen, be sure you check that out because I guarantee you that will be one of the most exciting matches you will ever see. Because I've had the pleasure of watching Lotus and Jesse Hyde wrestle singles and as a tag team, and it is definitely a good time. But I guarantee also business will be handled where the Mafia is concerned, because, as you stated, they tend to have this attitude that they can do whatever they want, whenever they want, to whomever they want, which seems to be a profound problem we're having lately with a few people.
Well, let's face it, you've got the mafia, you've had Nasty Russ going around, you don't know when he's going to show up. I mean, the Northern Wrestling Federation is getting exciting when it comes to pop-up individual wrestlers, let me tell you. You got to have eyes in the back of your head in this business anymore.
And speaking of Nasty Russ, I'm sure you saw Bustin' Loose. I'm sure you saw what he did. Not only pretty much demanding the main event title match at FanFest, which for somebody that at the time didn't even have a contract with the company was really kind of funny that he thought Roger Ruffin would agree to that. But then the extent that he went to with that attack on Big Mama, what was your feeling on that?
You know what? I'm a thug, and I'm all about getting things I need to get done. But, man, you don't. No women, no children. I live that Scarface lifestyle. When you go after somebody, make sure you go after the man you need to go for. You don't go after somebody's soon-to-be wife demanding, you know, anything. There's other ways for this to be handled, and that's one of those things you never want to watch anywhere. It's a problem we're having in this world as it is, men attacking women. Honestly, you want to know my feeling? It's just flat-out disgusting.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And as we saw in response to that, Nasty Russ has a one-on-one match on July the 15th with Roger Ruffin, who I know you've had the pleasure of being on a team with, and I'm pretty sure you've, at least, if nothing else, seen people on the other end of a very unhappy Roger Ruffin. And I almost feel sorry for Nasty Russ.
Rewind back, Corporal. Roger Ruffin had me in a spot a couple years back in a fan fest, took a pipe in my face, and he wasn't messing around. I tell you what, I've never had to make him mad in general in his real life, you know, in his personal life. But I can tell you what, if he was mean enough to attack me with a pipe, Nasty Russ, you get ready for anything. Because the old man ain't done yet.
Far from. And like you pointed out, that is his soon-to-be wife. That is a line you do not cross, no matter what. And then we've got the returning Muldoon, who, I have to admit, I'm kind of a fan of Muldoon. Good guy. Stand up very, he does not beat around the bush. He is very to the point. This is what I'm here for. He's going to take on Miss Maldychek, whom you've had a lot of experience in being in the ring with, because God knows. You seem to have had a lot of experience with a lot of people in that company, but that's just because you're that kind of guy. Everybody wants to fight you because everybody thinks they can beat you.
When it comes down to it. Go ahead, Callie. What do you got?
I was going to ask, what is your opinion on Muldoon and Reality Check going one-on-one?
One-on-one, these are two big guys, Callie. I've seen them both fight. I've been in multiple promotions, I should say, watching these guys fight, and it's brutal either way you look at it. When it comes to experience, I've had more fighting experience against Muldoon, but that doesn't consider my vote for Mr. Reality Check, a very big, very nasty individual. He can put you in a hole, tap you out. He can hit you high. He can hit you low. I've seen this big man do moonsaults. When it comes down to it, I don't know who's going to take this match, but whoever it is definitely a strong man walking out of it.
Definitely must agree with that. And since we brought up the thug life, T-Money and Chiron. Now, I knew that was going to be a wild time with those two, because Chiron's just a bully, and T-Money takes nothing from no one. You know it, I know it, the NWF Army knows it. And they got absolutely nothing settled in that match, because it pretty much got thrown out because the referee got dumped out. There was no controlling that match. And then we saw later in the night, Team Money wasn't going to let Pompano Joe, who has also been a good friend and an enemy of yours as well, Team Money wasn't about to let him walk out and take a count-out loss for that Tri-State title with legendary Larry D, who was another freakishly strong individual. And again comes Chiron. That is Worlds Collide right there in my book.
That's a Hulk smash, Callie. That's a quake you can't handle.
I don't think I'd want to be anywhere near that. That's scary.
I don't want to get anywhere near that. If I have to fight my way out of it, I will, but I don't want to get near it. There's too many individuals. There's too many guys who – oh, my gosh. There was so much chaos this weekend that I missed in general. What do you do with it all? Are our referees, do we have enough security guards? Are there even policemen we can call to stop these guys? But let's face it, if you're going to miss the next – don't be somebody that sits there and misses the next show, trust me. These big guys running rampant, people popping up. You know what? The Northern Wrestling Federation right now is where it is, and that's where it's going to be. The first, the best, the last. Come watch it.
Always and forever. Exactly. Get your tickets. Get them now. Speaking of not missing anything, you've got an opportunity. And I'm sure you heard his comments, and I was rather – I can't say I was shocked by the comments. I was really kind of rather confused. I think the mercenary has mental issues or something. You two go one-on-one Saturday night, July the 1st, at Bone Crushers in a lumberjack match. And he stated – you'll have nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I don't recall you being the one running. I mean, please do correct
me
if I'm wrong.
No, you don't recall me running at all, Callie. Let's face it. Anthony Bryan is a liar. He's proven a liar. I've proven him a liar. And week in and week out, the mercenary gimmick he runs is a hoax. I don't care about his little mafia, what he wants to do, his plans in mind, no matter what, July the 1st. This little coward that shows up to Bone Crushers has a line. Let's say he has a crew of gentlemen ready to throw him back in the ring the minute he tries to retreat. Let's face it, he is in this ring, stuck here with me. No matter what, Anthony Bryant, listen to me well, because there will be no pain further you will receive than you will take notice this coming Saturday, July the 1st.
And there you have it. Take notice. He is Christopher Michael Lotus. And with that, I must say, I am actually looking forward to that match, because I'm looking forward to watching the mercenary get exactly what he deserves.
You ain't the only one looking forward to this. It all started at Fairfield when he wanted to go for a low blow with the tag match with him and Wildcat against me and Fields. Ever since then, he has been bailing out of this ring. There's nowhere for him to run, nowhere for him to hide. His goons are already hurt and wounded, and half the time they're not even in the building. It's gut check time, Anthony Bryant. Buddy, you're a mercenary in the NWF. I'm a predator that's about to hunt you down, son.
There you go, 6105 Vine Street, Elmwood Place, Saturday, July the 1st, 7 p.m. bell time. Make sure you're there. Get there early, though, because we do have limited seating. Now, I do want your opinion, because you're somebody that's been around. You've seen guys come. You've seen them go. Give me your opinion on some of our newer guys. For example, newcomer Hollywood star Adam Swayze.
Wow. The so-called rich playboy look, you could say.
Fancy I could
man.
See that.
More like Johnny Cage wannabe. You know, I like these kids. They bring a lot of potential. I don't know if I would act arrogant as soon as I walked in. But if you can handle yourself, I guess we'll see what this kid has to offer in the next coming weeks. He's getting booked regularly now.
We saw him go one-on-one last week with the Titan at Bone Crushers, and that was, he didn't do bad, but he definitely, that was definitely a fight he wasn't ready for.
Definitely not ready for. You don't want to walk into the ring first with a world champion. That was your biggest mistake right there. You got to build yourself up a little bit, you know, start from the bottom. Everybody does. Stepping in with a world champion ain't no joke. Titan is on a roll. Titan is very mean. And Titan is very angry at somebody else that we've almost ignored in this conversation. It's very brutal in a wrestling ring right now.
Yes, he is. And I can completely understand why he's very angry with that person, because that was one of his best friends, and he stabbed Titan in the back. You will see the Titan and Nasty Russ go head-to-head at FanFest. So keep watching for details. Those two will collide for the NWF Championship at FanFest this year. So make sure you're there. You know, I'm not going to ignore Nasty Russ, because, you know, he was a long-standing member of the NWF for a very long time. Lost a very tough match to Pompano Joe. And there were ways, if he wanted back in, if he felt that he got cheated, which, you know, with Pompano, you never know what you're going to get. He's very, at that time, I believe, was very underrated. I think it's come more and more to light that he is not to be taken lightly. We started to see a more serious side to him, or a more dangerous side to him that I truthfully didn't know existed.
Pompano, baby. Two words describe Pompano. It's bad dude. Let's face it. He is a bad dude.
I will agree with that, because he's just, that's not the same Pompano I remember. He has definitely changed over the years, and he has definitely become a very bad dude. But to Nasty Russ's point, if he wanted an opportunity to come back, because let's face it, if you were there at FanFest, I don't necessarily believe Nasty Russ lost fair and square. I don't think he should have signed for that match anyway, but besides that, if he wanted to come back, he could have. There were other channels to go through. There was no need to attack his best friend. There was no need to attack Big Mama to back Roger Ruffin into a corner like that. It could have all been handled a lot differently, and hopefully sooner or later we'll actually get a chance to sit down and talk with Nasty Russ and find out why he chose to do things the way he chose to do things, because I remember Nasty Russ being somebody that the fans loved. Not saying that he didn't have a devious side, but
let's face it,
we all have.
He made it. He sat down with himself legitimately and made a decision. And I don't know, I really can't call it the right decision when you attack a female. It's no right decision to attack a woman in any matter. But one's got to ask what's going through this man's head just to even get back into where he was, to even get back what he was. And then, for that matter, attack your friends. You're attacking everyone. It's like it's everybody else's fault. I still don't understand it. But I think it's frustrating for all of us to sit back and even rewind that footage and watch it at all. I don't condone the matter at all. Nasty Russ, whatever you do from here on out, you know, you're in a dangerous chosen path. And being a brother thug from way back in the day, I'm going to tell you something, kid, it's not the road you want to take just to get something or even get something of importance to you. There's got to be some kind of sanity in your head. So listen to me and make sure the next choice you make is a good one, because this is going to end up really dangerously bad for a lot of people, and nobody really wants to see that.
No, we don't, because I will tell you now, I had a very unique vantage point to where I could see a lot of the fans' reaction to that. I actually saw a woman leave the building crying over that whole incident Saturday night, and that, to me, that is heartbreaking. It breaks my heart to see anybody get hurt like that. But then to see it break the fans' hearts, that's what gets you. We're there for them, and love me or hate me, we're there for the fans. I mean, that's what we're there for. We're there to entertain them. And that went beyond. No,
that's
not even
at
close.
All.
And it was very disheartening to watch. Very disheartening.
One thing's for sure, whatever Roger Ruffin does, I hope it's a good decision, too.
I hope he goes in with a clear head. That's all
Yeah, there's no clear heads involved in this whole situation, and you can't even tell him to have one. If you don't want to see a wrestling match, you want to see a fight, definitely buy your tickets for July. Get your butt there.
Yeah, because that will not be a scientific match.
No, there won't be holds. There won't be tap-outs, submissions. It's going to be a barroom brawl. And it could get a lot more violent than I think most people are going to even consider.
I can say I've had the displeasure of seeing Roger Ruffin relatively unhappy with people, and I have never seen it get to the point where it's gotten this personal. And I really, really think that Nasty Russ is in has bitten off more than he could chew. I mean, he's already got Titan, who's going to go in to FanFest. My guess would be extremely livid. I mean, how else can you be when your best friend turns on you like that? But then prior to that, he's got a deal with a very, very pissed off Roger Ruffin. And
like I said,
for those
eyes in the back,
don't know
head.
Him, that's a scary sight to see. Definitely, eyes in the back of your head, in the front of your head, on the side of your head. You better have your head on a swivel, boy, because it is not for that. That match will not be for the weak at heart.
Definitely not.
At all. So while we're talking about some of the younger guys too, what is your take on David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater?
Well, let's face it, they're both looking pretty good. I mean, they're headhunting right now, you know, these two young bright stars, they're ready. You know, they're ready to jump into the fray. They've already won tag belts together. I'm pretty sure David Tyler was a singles unified champion, if I'm correct, right?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Well, you know what? They're wanting to make names for themselves, and they're wanting to make names for themselves in the right way. You know what? I look at them like I looked at Matt Stevens and Danny Todd at one time. It's like you just need to push the right way. I mean, I don't know if it's a manager thing they might need or if they just need something said differently, but I have a lot of faith in these kids. They'll do the Northern Wrestling Federation right. And you know what? Keep watching. You know what? They'll surprise. They'll turn some heads here real soon.
I don't doubt that one single bit. They're bright. They're smart. And you're right. They are. They are trying to do things the right way. Unfortunately, they've run into some very unfriendly roadblocks. Named Matt Stevens, Ryan Stone, and Jay Donaldson. Who also brings to the picture none other than Mr. Golden Ticket himself, Calypso, who is another bright young star who has done very well for himself so far in the Northern Wrestling Federation. So it really makes you stop and take a look, especially at Ryan Stone, Jay Donaldson, and even Matt Stevens.
Let's face it,
tough
justice, Jay Donaldson. I mean, how long have they been in the Northern Wrestling Federation in general? These guys are ring generals. They're the men that built this place for the last 15, 16, 17 years since I've even been around. And this is like a wall you're going to run into with these kids. And, you know, I'm rooting for them, cheering for them. But with the experience on one of the table, how dangerous these guys are all the time, this is going to be rough on Calypso, David Tyler, Jordan Clearwater. Listen to me, kids. Get training. Hit the gym. Hit the tapes. I recommend hitting the footage more than I recommend always anything. But definitely, this is a wall that you're going to have to climb over and legitimately get to the perimeter where you need to be. That's your stepping stone. If you want to be somebody in the Northern Wrestling Federation, beat these guys. They're the ones to beat.
Very much so. They have a lot of experience. They have a lot of... Let's face it, they've done pretty much everything in that company. As singles, as tag teams.
Even together, which way you want to put it. They mixed tag together. I mean, I know I've seen Stone and Donaldson tag together. I know I've seen Matt and Jay, and you mix it up which way you want. They've all done well.
They're very dangerous individuals that have a lot of experience, and I truly feel that they think these young guys are trying to take something from them. And,
well, they might be right in some sense. I get it, too, but honestly, you got to look at it like jealousy. I think they're jealous these kids are coming out and they're getting some spotlight, and, you know, they are. They're coming out, they're shining, they're doing the best thing they can. They want to do the best for themselves, best for the NWF and the NWF Army in general, and that makes these guys a little jealous. So, yeah, I can understand it, but I think downright they're just jealous right now.
Oh, very much so, and to that point, you know, maybe they need to look at what are these guys doing to get that spotlight. If you want the spotlight on you, stand out. But that doesn't
wrestle,
mean
baby.
You have
wrestle.
To
throw down.
Exactly.
Ah, that's all I do. I'm crazy.
I can attest to that.
Hey, now.
In a good way. I mean, let's face it. You're definitely one of the more entertaining individuals we have on that roster.
Thank you.
And I don't think there's anybody that will disagree with that.
Better not. Maybe you'll find yourself where Anthony Bryant's going to find himself in a situation where you're not going to win.
Let's just say, Anthony Bryant, pack your lunch, pack your dinner, pack a couple snacks because you're going to need them. And there's nothing Wildcat can do to help you. Nothing. Because let's face it, the Lumberjack match on July 1st, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. The tag match on the 15th. That tag match July 15th, that's just... I can't say I feel sorry for him, but...
Why would you feel sorry for somebody who has to take a low way out to win a match? Why feel sorry for any of that group? What have they done the last even time they've been around but just mess with people, get in their heads, try to hurt them, and now finally the tables have turned. They're starting to get injured themselves. They're not showing up, and you're leaving Anthony Bryant to fend for himself, which he cannot do, and I will prove that. I have proven that. I have always proven that against the so-called hired gun we call the mercenary. You know, how can you be a hired gun? Your target is on a blog talk show as we speak. You know, if you are a hired gun, you must be a very cheap one because you can't hit, okay? You're like a stormtrooper. You're missing everything. And this time, this coming time, July the 1st, I won't miss a beat. I won't miss a boot. I won't miss a shot on Anthony Bryant's head. I am headhunting this July 1st at Phone Crushers, 6105 Elmwood, Ohio, Vine Street, that is. Get your ticket.
Vine Street in Elmwood Place.
Time to take notice, baby. Christopher Michael Lotus ain't messing around no more. It's time to get a spot.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
You hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello?
Can
Hello?
You hear me? Question mark.
Hello?
Okay, that was weird.
Hello?
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 Okay, that was good. Hello?
Still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Did you guys lose me?
I think I lost everybody for a minute. Right? Obviously.
You know, we're live when we're having issues, right?
Right. Obviously, the mercenary is in for the butt-kicking of a lifetime that he well deserves.
Definitely, Callie. I'm tired of dealing with this individual so much. The anticipation.
So,
I got to wait a whole other week just to get my hands on him. Ridiculous.
Which just gives you that much more time to build up that much more frustration. And let's just say,
well, it gives
Anthony
you time
Bryant,
to build more frustration, which is going to be his personal downfall. Don't let me build frustration. I'm already mad as it is. And coming July the 1st, I'm taking every bit of that frustration out. There's nothing going to hold me back. Them guys that they put outside of that ring, them lumberjacks better be ready for me as soon as I come out of there. Because if you try anything funny, it won't be a laughing stock. Trust me, I will punch you in the face. There's nothing going to hold me back from getting Anthony Bryant's head on a swivel. I don't care where he is, outside of the ring, inside of the ring. We're going to finish business one-on-one, one way or another.
And that is what you call a butt-whooping.
Yes. Before
ahead,
we get on to our next question, we've got somebody on the line. A rare caller. Caller, you are on the air.
Do what?
You're on the
I'm
air.
I'm on the air.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Are you there?
Davidson, you were on the air.
I am on the air. Holy shit, Bob, they put you through. I didn't think they'd put you through, Bob.
I didn't think they would either.
Bob's got me on three-way. Hey.
Not talking to those two tonight.
Good choice. So, that being said, we know the mercenary is going to basically get his butt handed to him on July 1st, and they're all going to get their butts handed to them on the 15th, when it is the mercenary and Wildcat Chris Harris versus Mr. Rock and Roll Jesse Hyde and Christopher Michael Lotus. I can say that will be probably one of the most exciting matches on July the 15th because you have two very exciting individuals.
Two exciting individuals that are already 1-0 against former tag champs, Corporal Cali. Don't forget to mention that.
Yes, you are. You guys are 1-0.
We beat the everyday players. We beat the everyday players. That's right. You know what? Me and Jesse Hyde have known each other for a very long time. Longer than Mr. Wildcat and Mercenary can even put wrestling business on. I don't know what they're thinking about attacking my buddy, you know, while I'm trying to enjoy a vacation out in Columbus, Ohio, while a nerd game. But let's face it, this is how these guys roll. It's how they've always rolled. They're just coming into the show. Let's beat up this guy. Oh, we're about to lose. Let's send a guy out. You know what I mean? And now you know what? You guys are starting to dwindle in numbers. You lost Lord Crew. Wildcat half the time isn't there, but he's hobbling to the ring. He ain't moving as fast as he used to. And Anthony, you're getting older too, bud. I don't know what in the world you guys are thinking coming after Christopher Michael Lotus and Jesse Hyde, but one thing is definite. July 15th. July 15th, Corporal Cali. Fairfield UAW Hall. We get our revenge. We will definitely stop the Mafia dead in their tracks, and we will just sit there and rock and roll and party hard all night when we are done.
I will buy the first round of beers for you and Jesse Hyde.
You're talking shots when you're talking me and the Hydro, baby.
All right, I will buy the first round of shots for you and Mr. Hyde. Now, speaking of former tag team champions, the Everyday Players, you will see Brody Cormick go one-on-one against Big League when we return to Fairfield on July the 15th. Anybody that wasn't there missed Brody Cormick abusing his position as team captain repeatedly.
Using his camera with television right now, all right? He's calling himself this team captain. Really? I mean, you had to cheat to beat the guy to become team captain if we were round right. Didn't you hit the guy with a ball bat, right? Didn't you hit him? Didn't you hit Big Lee with a ball bat? Am I correct on this one?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. We all saw it. The Northern Wrestling Federation Army saw it. It's degrading to see what's happening in the big league right now. Good show of him attacking him, finally stepping up for himself. That's how this business works. You're going to have to separate yourself from Brody. And, you know, bravo to you. This time you stepped up. Next time, step on and move on.
Those two will go one-on-one on July the 15th. And let's just say, I really think Big League is going to take it to the team captain, because I think you can only push a man so far.
You only do so much to a man in front of people, too, before you start losing your cool, and then the real side of you shows. You can't just keep pushing an individual to his limits. And as for Big League, it's bravo. Way to step up. Like I said, step on, step over, step along.
Exactly. Because let me, I'm going to say this. That is a big man to have pissed off at you.
That is a big guy to have mad at you, Callie. Why would you even attack your own partner? Those guys were successful, and all of a sudden you had to be an arrogant little butt cheek and, it's such crybaby. Oh, Brody just makes me mad in general. I can't stand that guy. It's just, I'm the team captain. Well, you know what? If you're the team captain, that's going to show coming up here in July. I'm betting big league on this match.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You've been in the ring before with legendary Larry D, correct?
Yes, quite a few times.
Do you think it was a wise idea of Pompano Joe to make that man mad?
It's not a wise idea to make any man mad. You watch on Facebook bench over 500-some pounds, like he said on his own promo. That guy is the strongest man you're ever going to face in wrestling today. Legendary Larry D is a mean country boy. That guy can pick you up and probably throw you in the crowd if he felt like it. I don't know what Pompano Joe was thinking, making Larry D mad at all, but it wasn't a bright decision. And as dangerous as Pompano Joe is right now, it's not going to be enough to handle or even come close to stopping what Larry D is providing.
And speaking of stopping what people are providing, like I said, you got Pompano and Larry D. You got T-Money and another big, I don't know what you call him, and Chiron. And then you had guys like Mr. Reality Check and Muldoon. They're not all in the same match, but those six individuals are probably, well, at least five of them, are some of the biggest and baddest individuals, I would say, in this area. Not just in the Northern
yeah.
Wrestling Federation. I would go so far as to say in this area.
And then we're going to start putting them all in the ring in one night. Is our ring going to hold these big men?
That's something I'm kind of wondering myself.
I mean, are we going to literally have to repair the ring multiple times to be able to hold the content we're going to provide for the Northern Wrestling Federation Army?
These are
individuals that know how to put men down and out. They've injured people. They've brutalized them. They've murdered them all those. So let's face it, destruction will happen if any of these individuals are involved in the Northern Wrestling Federation shows. Get your ticket soon. It's going to be worth watching any kind of massacre like this when these individuals are in the ring.
Because let's face it, our ring crew better make sure that ring is well reinforced.
Do we need to call back Jack Attack?
You know what? We might. we may need him for this. Does anybody have his number? In all seriousness, though, we may need him to do some reinforcements on that ring because that is a mass of humanity that's going to be there. So,
yeah.
As was said, get your tickets. They will be on sale at Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton, as well as all live NWF events. So get your tickets, get them fast, and make sure you join us at Buffalo Wings and Rings in the Jungle Gym Plaza after every Fairfield show for our after party. Let the good times rock there. Amen to that. So I'm winding up. Make sure you join us Saturday night, July 1st, at Bone Crushers, where you will see Christopher Michael Lotus go one-on-one with the mercenary Anthony Bryant in a lumberjack match. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, no one to save, you're sorry behind. And then make sure you have pre-sale tickets because they will, VIPs especially, will sell out fast for Saturday night, July the 15th, when we return to Fairfield. And that is going to be a huge, huge night of Northern Wrestling Federation action. Be sure to watch, follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Check out Bustin' Loose every Sunday night to keep up with all the action and find out what's coming up at all our live events. Christopher Michael Lewis, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. It is a pleasure having you on here. Would love to have you on here again because this is the most fun I've had in a long time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Definitely for all involved in Mr. Leo's Mr. Chandler Biggins, right?
Yes.
Yeah, rest in peace, my friend. You know, when there was wrestlers, we don't want to lose a brother anywhere. I might not have known you in general, but for all involved, to the AIW, sorry about your brother. Definitely rest in peace. Guys, thanks for having me. Have me again sometime soon.
Oh, you can count on that. Ace, I'll throw it to you.
That was definitely one of the most interesting interviews I think we've ever had.
By far.
And Anthony Bryant, I wouldn't want to be you come July 1st.
So remember, folks, Saturday night, July 1st, 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place, special 7 p.m. bell time. Doors will open at 6. Get there early. We do have limited seating. And make sure you get your pre-sale tickets for Saturday night, July the 15th, as we return to the UAW Hall in Fairfield. We will see you. NWF is on the road. We will see you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, that about does it for us. So for our guest, Christopher Michael Lotus, for our special guest co-host, Miss Callie, this is Ace Diamond. We will return next week at our normal time, 10 p.m. Eastern. Have a good night, everybody.